Mass demonstrations in Egypt succeeded in ousting President Hosni Mubarak last month, but the protesters are still on the case. They're pressing Egypt's military rulers to implement reforms and steer the country toward free elections. The protesters are also demanding the repeal of Egypt's emergency law. The Mubarak regime used the law to detain people for years. The purpose was not to provide law and order, but to quash dissent. Now that Mubarak is gone, most Egyptians want the law gone too. Ben Gilbert prepared our story.
Protesters stormed the notorious state security building in Cairo's Nasser City neighborhood this past weekend. State security has become the target of pro-democracy demonstrators. They worry that the domestic intelligence agency could rise from the ashes. Under former President Hosni Mubarak, the state security police used Egypt's emergency law to spy on and detain thousands of people. Ahmed Atif Mustafa was one of them.
I was took in a big truck, and the moment they move, I was blindfolded. I couldn't see anything. So it's dark, not talking. I couldn't talk. That actually continued for 13 days, blindfolded, not talking to anyone. It breaks you down psychologically.
Mustafa's family didn't know where he was, neither did he. He found out later he'd been imprisoned at the state security headquarters in Cairo. Officers didn't tell him why he'd been arrested, and they interrogated him.
They keep you staying in a place where you can hear everything's going around you. So you can hear physical abuse. You can hear interrogations going on.
Mustafa was then moved to a prison. He remained there for another 30 days.
I was traumatized there. It's a bad memory, actually. It's a bad souvenir. I would like to keep it in a dark closet so I can keep going on with my life.
And Mustafa is one of the lucky ones. International and Egyptian human rights organizations estimate that between 1,000 to 500 and 8,000 political prisoners continue to languish in Egypt's prisons. The Egyptian government says there are only a few hundred. The uncertainty shows how opaque Egypt's legal system is. Gamal Eid directs the Cairo-based Arab Network for Human Rights Information. He's trying to get Egypt's military rulers to come clean on the problem.
I've called on the High Military Council to be transparent, to give us a list of political prisoners, why they've been taken prisoner, where they are, and to publish this list in newspapers.
Eid is familiar with Egypt's prisons and the emergency law. He was jailed four times. And Eid oversees a team of lawyers who provide legal aid for imprisoned Egyptians. But he admits the lawyers couldn't do much under Mubarak's emergency law. That's because a loophole allowed the government to get around the laws protecting Egypt's prisoners. Prisoners could appeal their detention every month, but state security would simply move the prisoners and rearrest them.
We know many people stayed at the prison more than 10 years, although they got more than 80 or 90 decisions to release them. Release them on the paper, but they move them from the prison to the police station and return them back.
Prisoners would stop appealing their detention because the moves from the prison to the police truck and back in a windowless police truck filled beyond capacity could be life-threatening. Nasser Amin is director of the Arab Center for Judicial and Legal Independence. He says many of those still imprisoned under the emergency law belong to Islamic groups. Others are democracy activists and bloggers. Amin says there's one way Egypt's military rulers can put an end to the political prisoners' issue.
They should give an immediate order to release all political prisoners in all the prisons.
Amin also wants Egypt's army to abolish the emergency law. As long as it's in place, the law could be used to crack down on demonstrators. There is, however, at least one prisoner who activists think should remain in jail. Former Interior Minister Habib al-Adli presided over the country's security organs and carried out the emergency law for more than 13 years. He's now in prison awaiting trial. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.